Great, you guys. I love that song. Do you think we could sing it at the school talent show?
Yeah, right. Come on, Lori. That's a church song. We can't sing about Jesus in a public school.
Says who?
Well, I don't know. It's probably a law or something. I've never heard anybody sing a church song in a public school before.
Miss Anderson told us that we could do anything that shows our talent in the talent show, provided it's in good taste. That's what she said.
Well, my mom always says, if it's something you could do in church, then it must be in good taste. That'd be a great way to tell our friends about the Lord.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's right.
Pastor Jack says, telling your friends about the Lord is like taking a step of faith.
If we're all going to show off our talent at the talent show, let's really do it right and ask Colby to help us with the music.
Yeah, that'd be great.
By the way, has anybody seen Colby lately?
No, I haven't seen him in a week.
You don't think anything's happened to him, do you?
I hope not. We better go over to the clubhouse and see if we can find him.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
Oh, dear. Someone's knocking at my door. Oh, why, hello, everyone. Come on in.
Hi, Colby. How are you?
Oh, excuse me.
What's wrong, Colby?
You sound like you have a cold.
Computers don't get colds, Jessica.
Oh, my.
It sure sounds like a cold to me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I definitely don't feel like myself.
How long have you been sneezing like this, Colby?
Well, let's see, Randy. I think it's been 3 days. Or maybe 5. I just don't quite remember.
That's pretty weird, Colby. You always know exactly what day everything happens on.
Yeah, that's supposed to be stored in your memory.
Oh, dear. My memory seems to be a bit fuzzy lately. Oh, if only I had that wonderful new computer program that would save my files automatically. Then my memory would be completely intact.
Colby, when was the last time you remember feeling, normal?
Well, Jason, let's see. I remember going to the computer store a few days ago, and oh, they had so many brand new things. I spent a very long time trying out every new software package they had.
You tried every package in the store?
Wow, that must have taken forever.
Oh, but it was so exciting. I couldn't seem to help myself. I just had to try everything in the store. And now I'm working on this long list of things I just have to have.
I don't know, Colby. You sound just like my older sister when she comes back from the mall. She talks about all the things she has to have, too.
Yeah, my little brother's like that whenever we go into a toy store.
Oh, dear. I just can't seem to stop thinking of more things I need.
Well, maybe trying on all that software just wore you out.
Or maybe there was something in that software that didn't agree with you. At least that's what my mom always says when I get sick.
Hey, that's it.
Huh?
I think Colby has a virus.
A virus? You mean like a cold?
Yeah, a computer cold. Sometimes my dad's computer gets viruses from bad software.
Oh, my. I knew I should have gotten that new antivirus software. Oh.
He really doesn't sound like himself. What are we gonna do?
Well, when I'm not feeling well, my mom always gives me chicken soup.
Chicken soup is for people, Danielle, not for computers.
Well, what are we gonna do for a computer with a cold?
We've got to find a quick solution to a problem that's confusing. Seems that Colby's been infected with the virus he's collected. There can be no hesitation, he's no ordinary patient. You see, Colby's a computer with a cold. Well, he just went a little crazy, and then things got slightly hazy. Seems his system got all jammed up when the program's pushed and crammed up. And now he is all congested from the software he digested. You see, Colby's a computer with a cold. Ordinary medications, no, they will never do. After loading all the applications, his system has turned to gloom. We've got to help him stop his sneezing, cause it only causes wheezing. Seems there is no decongestant that can make him feel more pleasant. We don't know if it's contagious, but it's really quite outrageous to be Colby the computer with a cold.
Get some Kleenex for his nose.
He'll need a lot before he blows.
Sit him down and keep him dry.
And cover up his power supply.
Get him slippers and some socks
so he won't get the chicken pox.
Hurry now, no time to waste.
Make chicken soup just in case.
Ordinary medications, no, they will never.
I've got an idea. Remember those crazy diagnostic discs who fixed Colby a while ago when he broke down?
Oh, not them again.
I don't know. Those guys were strange.
They may be strange, but they know his system.
Well, they did figure out what was wrong the last time.
Let's see. Here's their number.
You've reached the service number for the team of Flip and Flop. We'll fix whatever's broken, and we'll work until we stop.
From disk drives that are scrambled to windows that won't scroll. Please leave your name and number, because service is our... Well, it's what we do.
Yeah, we get paid for it, too.
Oh, yes, right. Of course.
Hello? This is Jason.
Flip here at your service.
With Flop here on the line, may we help you with your problem?
This is Jason.
We weren't finished with our rhyme.
Oh, sorry, but we need help with fixing our friend Colby. Can you come right over?
Of course we can, of course we can.
We'll be right there in our fix-it van.
Did you clean the van?
Well, as best I can.
Is it spick and span?
Well, that was the plan. Well, what can I do?
Just hurry, okay? See you soon. Yep, just as weird as ever.
Well, while Flip and Flop make their way over to my clubhouse, tell me what you came over for. At least it will take my mind off of my... condition.
Well, we wanted to ask you for your help with our school talent show, Colby.
Oh, I would love to help. But first, what is a talent show?
A talent show is when we get to show off our talent in front of the whole school.
That sounds wonderful.
Don't you think that's a great way to tell all our neighborhood friends about Jesus, Colby?
Oh my, yes, but there's something that doesn't sound quite right about showing off your talents to tell your friends about Jesus.
What do you mean, Colby?
Well, I'm not quite sure. All of my memory pathways are so congested. And I can't quite figure out what's wrong. Maybe it will come to me if you tell me all about what you're going to do.
Well, Jessica and I are going to sing a song together.
And me and Jason, we're going to do this really cool rap. Some other kids are doing a dance. We're putting on a funny skit.
That all sounds like fun. And what are you going to do, Danielle?
Oh, I'm not going. I'm just not into singing and dancing and stuff.
Well, Danielle, if you don't want to sing or dance, there must be something else you'd like to do to show your talent.
No, I really don't have any talents.
You do so have talents, Danielle.
Yeah, everybody's good at something.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Look, I just don't want to, okay? I've got homework. I'll see you guys later.
Colby, I wasn't trying to upset her.
Something is coming up on my disk drive. Why, of course.
What is it, Colby?
Well, I've been scanning through my files to see what isn't making sense about showing off your talents to tell others about Jesus. And I think I've come up with part of the answer.
What talents, Colby?
You see, God gives different gifts and talents to every person. But the important thing is using your talents to serve the Lord, not to show them off. Like a treasure in your heart.
Bring glory to his name.
want to serve the Lord with my talents, Colby.
Yeah, me too, Colby.
Oh, I agree. But there's still more about this in the scriptures. And, oh, I can't seem to access all the scriptures programmed into my memory. So...
Watch out, Colby! You're going to hit your head!
Oh, good. I think Flip and Flop are here.
Oh, finally. Oh, we're so glad you're here. Colby is really sick.
Oh, I feel a bit dizzy. Well, Flop and I will do our best.
We'll do a diagnostic test.
Mm-hmm. Well, Colby's got a bug, it seems, and we must fix him.
By all means, we'll find whatever's on the fritz.
Cause we're the diagnostic dish.
Should we remind them who we are?
Well, old chum, I think that's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, right.
We are the double diagnostic dish. Specially made for cases such as this.
A diagnostic reading is how we start our screening
to make our analysis.
They are the double diagnostic test.
Ooh, at your service.
Specially made for cases such as this.
But they'll make us nervous.
They'll find out what's defective,
like computer detectives.
And make their analysis.
You know, he really doesn't look very good to me.
Now, there's something in his system. You'll hear it if you listen.
His drive is running at a higher pitch.
He's been contaminated with software not updated.
And that's what's causing every glitch. Oh, what are you doing with that stethoscope?
I'm trying to find the antidote.
Where is his drive running?
Yes, here, I can hear it humming.
Jason, are you sure about these guys?
Relax, they really know what they're doing, I think.
Double diagnostic
test. Open round the clock.
Specially made for cases such as
every
this.
Every part's in stock.
His memory addressing can only leave us guessing.
To make our analysis.
Now look, he has a screw loose.
Now you should talk.
Now, it's taken quite a while, but I found a faulty file.
And now we've really only just begun.
We've got to isolate it
and then eradicate it.
And load his files back one by one.
But that's gonna take forever.
Have patience there, little lady.
We'll be done before you're 80.
That was quite good
fun.
What are you doing with that thermometer?
We must attempt to break his fever.
With this computer pain reliever.
How did Colby get the flu?
We'll try to simplify.
This virus from the store made him want more and more.
It made him not be glad with the programs he had.
So as he ingested, his database congested.
And as he overflows, he starts to sneeze through his nose.
Doesn't matter how hard he blows.
But we are the double diagnostic discs, specially made for cases such as this.
There is no room for error.
For a computer repairer.
To make our analysis.
Well, here we go.
Switch?
Well, I don't remember which.
Dude, now you've made a glitch.
A what?
A glitch. A programming mistake.
Oh, give me a break.
Dude, isn't that just the icing on the cake?
A cake? Oh, I'll go get a plate. Wait a minute.
Yes. I've got such a headache.
But we are the double diagnostic disc. Specially made for cases such as this.
There can be no guarantee.
Yeah, but we'll do our best, you see.
To make our analysis.
Yes, we'll make our analysis. Yes, here's the chip, without a doubt. We'll pry it loose and take it out.
Now we'll do the right repair and make it fit right back in there.
Oh my, that is better. My sneezing is gone, but oh dear, I can't seem to access all of my memory.
Oh no! Flip and Flop, can't you fix Colby?
Well, after some examination,
we found some more contamination.
What was that strange sensation?
I think it was a sneeze.
A sneeze? Oh, please.
A sneeze, that's what you've got? That means this virus can be caught. There, my word. I've got it, too.
Dear, whatever will we do?
We'll have to find an antidote. We'd better leave upon that note.
Off to the programmer we go.
Before our circuitry we blow.
Blow? Oh, no.
Come on, Flip. You're so slow.
Well, if you say so.
Where did they say they were going?
Some programmer. I don't get it.
Well, I believe Flip and Flop are going to work on finding a cure for this computer virus.
Wow, that virus sure must be contagious, Colby. Flip and Flop caught it, too.
Why, yes, I know it's true. Seems Flip and Flop have caught my flu. Oh, dear, what's wrong with me? I just can't stop my rhyming spree.
It's okay, Colby. You'll be okay.
Oh, if I can't stop this rhyming quick, we'll all be very, very sick.
Hold everything, Colby. Looks like you just bumped that knob on the back of your head a bit. I'll fix it. There.
Oh, thank you, Jason. That's a little better.
Well, at least you stopped rhyming. What happened, Colby?
I seem to have lost some of the scriptures which have been programmed into my memory. It's kind of like having a talent but forgetting what it's supposed to be used for. You see, I know that God has given me a special gift for making music and teaching children. But unless I use my programming for Him, I'm just spinning my disc. Oh, I wish I had never gone into that computer store. Even though there were so many wonderful programs there, they weren't really designed to help me serve the Lord.
Why not, Colby?
Because in order for me to serve the Lord with my gifts, I just need to use what I've been given. Not to please myself or others, but to please the Lord. Oh, if only I could access my scripture files, I would know where that verse comes from.
I remember, Colby. It's in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17.
Say it with all your heart.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
I've been thinking and, well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for getting mad. I guess I just wanted to be able to have the talents that you guys have. I mean, I can't really sing or dance.
Wow, Danielle. We were just talking about that. See, God gives everybody different talents, and it's important that we use the talents He gives us, not for ourselves, but to please the Lord.
I think I'm learning the same lesson you are, Danielle. You see, when I went into the computer store, I saw all those computer programs, and I just had to have them all. But I forgot something very important.
What was that, Colby?
Well, I forgot that God wants me to use the gift He gave me, the gift for teaching children through music and song. Do you remember how we learned that in the body of Christ, each person has a special gift? So we shouldn't be jealous of someone else's gift.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Colby, but that's kind of hard.
Well, Jessica, think about it this way. You know that God made every animal different. Can you imagine what it would be like if they were all jealous of what the other animals could do?
Yeah, that'd be kind of like if a giraffe was upset because he wasn't a bird and couldn't fly.
It's a good thing giraffes can't fly.
Or can you imagine if a duck got upset because he couldn't dig in the ground like a gopher?
We thought your files had disappeared.
But it was not as we had feared.
We finally found a brand new cure.
Are you sure?
Well, do you see us badly wheezing?
We've found a cure for all that sneezing.
And it was I who saved the day.
It didn't quite happen that way.
What? What did you say?
I think you need to get your memory fixed.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's exactly how it happened. I'm telling you.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Would you mind installing the file you just fixed?
Of course we will. Of course we will.
Now, if you'll just be very still... There!
Oh, yes. Oh, how exciting. There are all my scripture files, just as I remember them. Oh, it is so good to be able to remember all the scriptures again. You never know when they'll come in handy. Oh, yes. Now it's beginning to make sense.
What's beginning to make sense, Colby?
Why, your talent show. Oh, yes, it is all very clear to me now. Remember when you were all talking about showing off your talent so that you could tell the others about Jesus?
That's right.
And remember I said that something wasn't quite right about that?
Well, what is it, Colby?
Well, Randy, I just realized that you can never really serve the Lord, even with all the wonderful gifts and talents God has put inside, if you don't have the right attitude in your heart.
So how do you get the right attitude in your heart, Colby?
Well, Lori, that's where the Lord comes in. If you simply open your heart and ask God for a heart to give, He will do the rest.
God has changed my heart.
Mine too, Danielle.
You mean you've been repaired, Colby?
Even more than just repaired, Randy. I feel like I've been renewed. God knew that I needed to be reminded to be content with what He has given me.
That's right. But just remember what we found. This virus can come back around.
When you forget to be content, this virus can come back.
Flop. Are you sure?
100%!
Wow, you mean Colby can get this virus again?
Jason, I think anyone can get this virus.
Precisely! Whenever you become obsessed,
then you'll forget how you've been blessed!
You see what can happen when all you can think about is things you want? Not only did I get a computer virus, but I also forgot to be thankful for all the wonderful things I have been blessed with.
You're right, Colby. I think we can all get that virus.
Oh, it all makes sense now. My gift is to use the music and scriptures programmed into my memory to bless children. After all, every one of us has different gifts, and when we use the gifts He's given us, we can make a big difference in the world around us.
bright as sunshine to the darkest night. We can make a difference in this world.
Oh, we can make a difference. We can make a difference. We can make a difference in this world. Oh, we can spread some sunshine and share the love of Jesus. We can make a difference in this world.
We can spread some laughter. We can bring His joy. Reaching out in Jesus' name to each girl and boy. In this world of sadness,
Colby, when I was feeling upset because I couldn't perform in the talent show, I was feeling sorry for myself because I'm not a great singer. But I forgot there's lots of ways to serve God with my talents besides being on stage.
Sorry we made you feel left out, Danielle.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, Danielle.
I've got a great idea, you guys. I know something I am good at, and I really want to use it to help all of you.
Well, that's great, Danielle. What are you going to do?
Well, last year my grandma taught me how to sew. I'd like to help make costumes for all of you to wear in the talent show.
I think that is a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, everybody, here's the measuring tape. Let's get all your measurements so we can make sure the costumes fit.
Come on, guys.
Well, it seems like we've all learned a lot today, including me. I've learned how easy it was to become distracted from God's plan, and I forgot to be thankful for all the things He's given me. My young friends learned that when they ask the Lord for a heart to give, that's when God can really use them to bless everyone.
Thank you.
if you ask him, he will give you a heart to give. And with that new heart, he will use you to make a difference in so many ways, you won't even be able to count them all.